The 1 million climate jobs caravan has just got to Sheffield and it's parked up in Tudor Square, and there's displays from various Sheffield organisations like Solar Active and Sheffield Renewables. And I'm here with Jean from Sheffield Renewables. And Jean, I was wondering if you could say what Sheffield Renewables is and what it's up to in Sheffield.
We're actually an industrial and provident society for the benefit of the community, which is a long phrase for a cooperative. We're mostly run by volunteers, and we're hoping to build two hydro schemes in Sheffield. The first one that's almost ready is an Archimedes screw on the River Don near Blackburn Meadows, and we hope that will produce enough electricity for 80 ordinary houses. We've got the planning permission for it, we've just got the abstraction licence through, and we've just appointed a project manager to finish off the rest of the paperwork that we need, so that then we're ready to go out to tender. We've got six companies interesting in tendering for the build, so it's fingers crossed for the next 3 months to get everything in place so that we can issue the tender, and hopefully in early September we'll also be going ahead with our main share offer to raise the money.
Fantastic. And assuming it's all built, how many equivalent of how domestic houses of worth of electricity will be generated from the River Don?
That will be enough for about 80 ordinary houses at Jordan Dam.
That's great. Fantastic. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
I'm here with the driver of the climate caravan. It's a very fine looking van you've got here.
Thank you very much.
How's it going? Where have you been? Where are you going next? And what's it all about?
Okay, great. Right, well, I picked it up. It came from we went to Edinburgh and Newcastle and everything. We picked it up in Derby. We've been from Derby to Leeds to Stoke-on-Trent to Sheffield College yesterday, and now we're here today, tomorrow, Liverpool, then Huddersfield, Bolton, Wigan, Lancaster, Blackpool, and then Manchester. And then that coincides with the end with the one that's going down round south, which ends in London. So they both end on the same day, basically. So we go around promoting awareness. We've got an economic crisis and we've got a climate crisis. Jobs could be provided. We've got technology, we've got solar power, we're an island, we've got tidal power, wind power, solar power, making 16 buildings more energy efficient, you know, because it's insulated. So we've got the technology. We've got 1 million youth unemployed. It's a disgrace. And we've got £120 billion a year goes out in tax evasion. Stop paying the bankers money. Stop stealing all the money. Put it into creating jobs and bring down our carbon emissions. It's an absolute disgrace.
What do you think about the fact that the government's pushing through the tar sands by funding it via the Royal Bank of Scotland, which they own, and also at an EU level lobbying to make sure that tar sand oil can come into the UK?
I think it just shows how corrupt they are and how stupid they are and how incredibly selfish they are. It's not the answer. The effects of fracking and coal tar sands is devastating. I mean, it's proven. Anyone just needs to go to YouTube, download the film Gasland, watch the film, you know, and then people don't need to be, if they're thinking, oh, but if the government, some people still believe what the government says. It was unbelievable, but they do. Just watch the film, you know, it tells you everything. I mean, once that water's polluted, that's it, and it produces so much methane. Anyone knows that if you start shaking the ground like that because you're drilling horizontally to shake every last bit out, which is what they're doing, produces more methane than ever. And the toxic chemicals that are in there, the organ failure, it's actually like, you know, you've got tap water on fire because of the methane. And then the big companies are having to buy people bottled water. They're not going to keep doing that. I think it just shows how corrupt they are. That's basically what it is. It's not the answer. It's absolutely devastating. And once that soil's polluted, that's it. But what are people going to do for clean water? Plus the fact that it uses millions of gallons of fresh water every time you flush out the well, it's a disgrace. If anybody is a fracking near their area, they need to be out there to stop it. It's the biggest hazard we've got, biggest danger. And now the government can even contemplate it. It's just corruption. Absolutely.
In Sheffield CND's newsletter yesterday, they announced that the government are planning to put £4 billion into Aldermaston, the atomic weapons research establishment.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I'm just going to get up off the floor. Why do we need more weapons? We're going to get rid of the weapons we've got. There's enough weapons to blow up the planet how many times over? It's ridiculous, you know? The best way to sustain the planet is to get on with each other. Let's have local grown stuff, have people working together as communities, you know, and whatever other people need in different countries, there's help and supply and demand, you know? I mean, we've got droughts, extreme weather conditions, it's going to push up, you know, I mean, look at Russia. With wildfires and everything, it pushed up, destroyed all the food, you know? It's crazy that they would spend money on weapons, you know? We need to make sure that everyone, agricultural, make sure things are right agriculturally, to grow more, to grow local food, to grow. It's crazy that they would even think of spending it on weapons. Who do they want to blow up now? You know, it's absolute waste of money. It's just corruption. We're the biggest arms dealers in the world, you know. Stop being arms dealers and let's look after the planet so we leave a planet that people can live on, is sustainable, with reusable, sustainable energy for future generations. Not blow it up for them. It's crazy. The world's upside down and back to front. It's crazy.
Nice one.
Is that okay?
So how's it going?
It's going really well. We're getting really good response from everywhere, you know. Young people, old people, middle age, it doesn't matter, you know. And we're asking people why they want a climate job. And people are putting because they want them for their children, or they want, you know, sustainability, they want to leave a planet. All sorts of reasons, you know. Some people say, oh, because I care, because it should be like this anyway. All sorts of reasons, and really good response from everywhere, from right across the board. Doesn't matter. We've got people from all over the world. In this case, we're a multiculturally thriving country, regardless of rumours and propaganda. This is how, you know, how we live together. And right across the board, everyone, full support, really encouraged by it. And then people are actually coming up thinking it's a job recruitment. People are coming to sign up for work. So, yeah, really good.
So but the government doesn't care. They claim to be the greenest government ever, and they're clearly the blackest, most extreme carbon extracting government ever. How are we going to change things?
I think we're just going to have to keep plugging away at it and bring awareness so that people know this, because people know now, you know, with each generation is aware more, like my parents' generation sort of thing believed it when the government told them something. But I think each generation is more aware that they're just a load of liars. And, you know, I mean, even the ones who paid back, got their expenses paid back, they've had them paid back under the table, haven't they? You know, they're not fooling anybody. So they need to prove, they need to do what they say they're going to do, and for once just tell the truth and they're there to work for us. They're meant to be doing what we tell them to do. We vote for these people, you know. And the betrayal of the Liberal Democrats is still front and foremost, isn't it? But no, we need to keep putting pressure. I think we should get rid of the government, actually. I think they need to go. If they can't keep to the promises and the things that they get elected for, they need to go or do what they say they're going to do and actually be a green government, because they're the worst government ever. What's made it work is everywhere where we stop, the work of the local people. The local people have done all the hard work, really, you know, organising and staying there and getting local people involved and meetings and everything. So it's the local people that have made it work. I just drive from stop to stop. I do the easy bit. All the hard work's gone on behind the scenes. So, like, you've got to thank, like, Ken Montague, Susanna Jeffers, you know, Gareth Dale, John Stewart. So, yeah, really good job. Martin Epson.
Nice one. Cheers.
Can't remember any more names.
I'm here with Solar Active, who have got putting together a display at the Climate Caravan. What does Solar Active do?
Oh, we inform people about how to make decisions about their energy use. And today we're focusing on, for our point of view, energy efficiency, because really, for me, there's a lot of climate jobs in hiring people in and for jobs to install various energy efficiency measures like insulation, for example. And we manufactured insulation from recycled denim, and it's very no itch and it's very easy to install. But unfortunately, we have a government that focuses on putting a lot of money into nuclear power rather than energy efficiency and renewables.
Sheffield CND sent round a newsletter yesterday saying that £4 billion are being invested into Aldermaston, the atomic weapons establishment. What do you think about that?
Well, we shouldn't be putting any, for the establishment, it's conventional establishment, that's jobs. So they see war and weapons as for jobs and job creation. And that's their focus. We should change that over, so some people could be reskilled and be put into climate change jobs. And they wouldn't mind. I'm sure they wouldn't mind, as long as they have a job. And all the government has to do is create a skills-based program and retrain their workforce for climate change.
So do you think this is the greenest government ever?
It's the greenest wash government ever. There's just a lot of greenwash. So they are the greenest wash government ever. Yeah. Let's hope it doesn't get any worse.
So how are we going to change things?
Well, how we change it, you have to look at it positively and do positive, take our energies. I mean, Dalai Lama was on the interview the other day, and they asked him, are you angry? No, not anger. Anger is no good for me. It hurts me, and it won't hurt the other. But you need to forgive, and you need to carry on positive measures. That's not his part. That's my part. But for my view, yeah, anger is just very self-destructive often. Yeah, and we need to take that energy and put it into positive action. That's my view. Is put it into positive action.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Is that all right?
The Sheffield Campaign Against Climate Change have got a climate job centre here at the Climate Caravan in Tudor Square. What's this about? What's going on here? We've got lots of jobs displayed. Are these real jobs?
Well, they are pretty real, but they don't all exist in the numbers they're needed yet. What we thought we'd do is, because we talk about 1 million climate jobs or 10,000 climate jobs for Sheffield, but it's like get people getting their heads around, well, what are they actually like, these jobs? What do they actually do? And we had great fun just actually putting down on paper, what these jobs would do. So you can see some of them here. We've got like tram route construction worker, which has actually turned out to be quite topical, really, because they've just authorised this tram train route to Rotherham. But we thought, well, what would happen if they doubled the trams in Sheffield? How much energy that would save, and the fact you could use renewable electricity to actually power it. So each, and then you work out kind of each person who works, each of the, say, 300 jobs that would be created actually constructing that, how much CO2 they would then save, for the next 20, 30 years as those trams operate. And that's the kind of thing where we've tried to bring it alive to people, because you talk about a ton of CO2 and it doesn't necessarily mean very much.
Have you ever been to the Crouch Tramway Museum, south of Chesterfield? They've got maps of all electric tram routes there were in the UK in one room.
Yeah.
And it's just phenomenal, isn't it? The amount of infrastructure that there was that was destroyed in order to make way for diesel buses.
Yeah.
And now it all needs replacing, doesn't it?
It doesn't need replacing, but I mean, we've also got another job we've got up there is 1,800 bus drivers. We reckon that sort of, it's what's suggested in the 1 million climate jobs booklet, is roughly doubling the number of buses that are available. And that we, on a kind of bit of rough maths, that was seemed to be about the right figure for Sheffield to actually have another 1,800 bus drivers. And I mean, they're saving a lot, 13 tonnes of CO2 per year each, by actually carrying people on a bus rather than people using their car. That's the kind of figure that could be achieved. And then we've got other things that relate to the work we need to do on homes, like we need to insulate homes and get them using more renewable energy. So we've got domestic energy advisor, we've got and a business energy advisor as well to help small and medium businesses, because they don't really have the know-how within their own business to kind of get on to. The big companies perhaps have a specialist energy person, but the small companies need some hand-holding to realise that they can actually save a lot of money and save a lot of energy by moving more, being more efficient in the way they use energy, which is one of the big things we've got to do. It's the power down to actually say, let's not just carry on doing things the way we do them, let's find more efficient ways to do it. We've got a smart grid engineer, so we've got the high tech jobs as well as the low tech jobs. So it's about actually, if we're all going to start generating little bits of electricity around the place, we need to use it in the best way possible. things like your fridge doesn't necessarily need to be running all day. You know, it could just run. Your fridge could run, or your washing machine could run when there's spare electricity in the system. And it, you could have smart devices on a smart grid that would actually, you know, sort of save and spread the load quite a lot. We've got organic grower, which doesn't always get factored in, but we think it's a really important part of the whole picture of reducing carbon dioxide and being, you know, sort of more sustainable in terms of climate change. And so growing food locally and not using artificial fertilisers actually makes a big difference to the amount of fossil fuel energy that's fossil fuels that are needed to produce our food. And obviously we've got a city of 500,000 people and all of us are eating 3 meals a day. It's something we really need to think about, and that there's only just recently been a food plan written for Sheffield to actually start thinking, well, how can we do this better? And we're trying to get that to talk more about climate change. It talks a lot about health at the moment, and it's starting to talk about food security, but it also needs to talk about climate change, how we can make it more climate friendly, food we eat. So it's sort of in the Climate Job Centre. We've worked with sort of activists in the PCS who work in the Real Job Centre, and they, you know, sort of had this idea really. So we're going to pass the our little job centre kit onto other places where the climate caravan goes, and they can have fun with it as well, and maybe just use it to learn a bit more about what a sort of climate friendly future could look like.
What do you think about the claim of this government to be the greenest ever?
I've had not used the word that first came to mind, I think. I think it's so ridiculous that it, you know, doesn't even bear thinking about, because really when you look at the way things are being done, it doesn't stand up at all. And austerity isn't climate friendly either, that's the thing, because it's what we need is to get people doing the useful work that needs doing to actually change things, not keep doing things in the way that they've been done before. You know, the idea that we can just cut things and cut back on things, and the poor are paying really. I mean, I do a lot of work with people in fuel poverty, and I see the effect of the reduced income on benefits and increased gas prices, you know, and how you're meant to afford your gas bills when you've got so little money coming in and you can't get a job. It's a no-win situation, and people are really suffering from it. So I see it as very much part of the climate jobs movement is very much part of let's do something different, let's not do this silly austerity stuff, because that isn't actually going to help us. This is about we've called our meeting tonight creating the future we want, and that's really what the sort of theme of it is about. Yeah. So
could you say a few more details about the meeting tonight, where it is, what time?
Yeah, it's 6:30, getting together at 6:30 at the Quaker Meeting House in St James Street in Sheffield. It's next to the Cathedral in Sheffield, near the Cathedral tram stop. We've got two main speakers there tonight, which is John Stewart, who's from the National Campaign Against Climate Change, and we've also got Martin Mayer. We're really pleased we're working with him because he's a very prominent trade unionist in Sheffield, and is very much thinking in his work about the way that we can use jobs and to tackle climate change. So that's 6:30 to 8:30 this evening, yeah, Friday. And we've also got a workshop tomorrow at the same venue at the Quaker Meeting House, which starts, it's like 9:30 for 10 o'clock tomorrow. And that's called An Economy for the 99%, and it's about practical tools to make that happen. And we've got Guy talking about positive money there, from the Positive Money campaign. And we've also got somebody talking about worker co-ops and how to set up worker co-ops and how they can transform the economy. And we'll also have John Stewart there for a short keynote speech as well, to sort of make the link with climate jobs. So we're really serious about this sort of, it's not about austerity, it's about a positive alternative, and how we do things.
That's great, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.